Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What you'd expect to happen, I think, essentially, you know, there was some opening remarks, a little presentation that we gave, and then we took some questions from the different chairs. Every county asked, specific questions and I think some general questions. So in other words, I'm sure there's going to be questions that will be a little different for every candidate and some questions that probably will apply to every candidate. These folks have a very difficult job. I am sure that they all have certain preferences, but they have to look at everything. They have to look at the candidate. They have to look at the message. They have to look at their fundraising, the team they have around them, their ability to put together a good team, and they have to try to think, what kind of representative would this person be, and would it be a representative that the voters of the district would also choose, right? Because that's also part of this. They're not usurping the voters. The election law for a special election requires that they pick it. And so I think that's an awesome responsibility, but I know that's a consideration they're taking into account. So, they asked a lot of good questions. I thought we gave great answers. Nothing that really surprised me. There was no, curveballs in there. And they'll go through all the candidates today. And hopefully, my hope is that somewhere today, they come to a decision and then we can move to the next phase of this campaign.
I was just going to say, what do you expect to come out of today? Obviously, you go through all these interviews, and were you told anything about what the process might be following the interviews?
As you might expect, based on how this has gone, the answer is no. But that's okay. Look, my expectation is they're going to make a decision. I don't think they're bringing everybody out here today for interviews to not make a decision, right? I mean, I imagine a decision is imminent, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, when it's released to the public or to the other candidates, who knows? But I got to believe they're going to leave here today at some point with a knowledge and an understanding of who that special election candidate is. And we believe, we laid out the case in there, that it should be Rob Ort.
What is it that you feel sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, a couple things. One of the things we talked about in there is, fundraising is important. And we're raising money. We know if we're the special candidate, we will have the ability to raise money. But one thing you can't change is your biography and your narrative and your story. We bring a biography that is very unique to this race. My combat service post 9/11 in Afghanistan. My service at the border, at the southern border in 2007. Anyone can talk about immigration or national security and conflicts overseas. I've been a part of both of those things in a very real sense. My time in the state Senate. A lot of people will talk about their standing up to liberals in Washington or standing up to the far left. I've been doing it for 6 years, and I have the voting record and the conservative record and the endorsements to prove it. Whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's right to life, whether it's our farmers, I've been doing that for the past 6 years. So I think that certainly sets me apart, but also the fact that I represent in the Senate a district that is very similar, albeit smaller, to NY27. There's three counties in there that I represent wholly or in part. So to me, I know a lot of the issues that are important to this district because they're the same issues that are important to the people of the Senate district that I represent. And so I think that's why I have that record. That's why I can talk about these issues, because I've already been talking about them for the past 6 years. And so I think those are areas that maybe separate me. Not so much, we're all going to say the same things, right? We're all going to say we're going to be in the same space, right? Everyone's going to support the president. Everyone's going to support, gun rights and that. I've done it in a very tough place in Albany. And again, my bio, that's something you can't buy. You can't spend enough money to create that. That's mine and mine alone. And we're very proud of that. And we think that's a narrative that people will respond to and connect with and come out and support.
How would you characterize the process that you're going through?
Well, sometimes it feels like you're part of a reality show, or whatever it might be. But the process sort of is what it is. I don't think there's no one in this room, candidate or chairman, that to me the process lays at their feet. The governor called the special election when he did, and Congressman Collins resigned when he did. And that's really what has prompted us to be here today. You know, it sort of feels like deja vu because I did this a year and a half ago. When we were all in Batavia and we were all going through this, as you guys probably remember, and certainly, you know, a lot of, all of you probably remember. So it's a little bit deja vu, and the process, you know, is imperfect, but it's what we have, it's what the law calls for, and the Democrats have, they're going through the same process. The difference is they don't have as many good candidates. That's what it comes down to. They have one candidate who they've settled on who already lost this race. And I am confident that if it's Rob Ort, he's going to lose again. Thank God. I mean, in some regard, you know, I don't think there's anybody that wants this process to continue. I think we need to move to the next phase. You know, it has to happen at some point. Again, the Democrats have their nominee who can say he's the nominee and get out there and raise money and bring in money from outside groups. And I think it's important for Republicans to do the same, for conservatives to do the same. The state conservatives are getting together this weekend in Albany. I'm getting an award there. I'd love to be down there as the Republican nominee for NY27. So I just think it's here. We got to move through this. And I think in some regard, everyone should welcome that. Let's move to the next phase.
Yeah, the next phase is really the subject, I think, of a lot of the questions in there is what will you do if you weren't to be selected today?
Sure. And I answered that. I said, look, you know, we all share the same goal, I think. I share the same goal. We want to avoid a nasty primary, right? The last thing these chairs want is to select someone who then, you know, hopefully wins the special, but then might lose a primary. I believe another thing that sets me apart, I'm the one candidate that can unite the conservatives, unite the Republicans, unite the base of the party with some of the big donors. We can get everyone behind us very quickly. And I say that based on a number of conversations and my record. We believe we're the candidate that clears the field potentially and staves off a primary. There's other candidates that there's already been folks who have said, if this person's the nominee, I'm going to run a primary. There's already been outside groups that have said, if this person's the nominee, we're going to run a, you know, we're going to fund a primary. So I think that is a consideration for them in that room, that they want to avoid that. I don't think anyone welcomes that, but I think that the answer to that question is really, let's put forward the right candidate today, and that probably, to some degree, takes care of itself. If it's not me, I'm going to talk with my wife, with my supporters, and the chairman. I'll consult with them as well about what we're going to do after that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.